News.
Stay connected, stay informed. 20 minutes of nonstop news continues on Como News 1000, FM 97.7.
6:02 on this Friday morning under cloudy skies in Seattle. The temperature is 43 degrees.
Along with Greg Hirschholt, I'm Amanda Factor, and here are the morning's top stories.
A bulletproof vest may have saved the life of a Lacey police officer last night. Carlene Johnson tells us the incident began when two officers were called to a domestic violence situation.
A woman escaped the home on 66th Avenue Southeast and Access Street Southeast and ran to the neighbor's home to call 911. Officers arrived around 8:30. This is Paul Lauer with Olympia PD.
They developed probable cause for the suspect's arrest. When they went to contact the suspect at his residence, a fight ensued during the arrest in which the suspect began hitting the officers.
That's when the suspect pulled a gun and started shooting at the officers. One round struck an officer in his bulletproof vest.
He's got some bruises. He was treated at the scene and back at the station. The other officer sustained some bruises and scratches from the physical altercation.
Officers returned fire, killing the man on the porch outside the home. A Thurston County team of officers now investigating. Carlene Johnson, Como News.
The state's hospitals are being crushed by the number of COVID patients seeking treatment right now.
Brian Calvert has more on how our state's medical centers are preparing for it to get even worse.
As predicted, hospitalizations continue to climb, especially in King and Pierce counties.
There are currently 2,333 confirmed COVID cases in our Washington State hospitals.
Cassie Sauer with the Washington State Hospital Association.
It's a really staggering number of cases. It's that, you know, we're at a higher peak than we ever were with Delta, and it continues to limit our hospital's ability to care for patients who need help.
There is some help on the way. National Guard soldiers mobilized by the governor start arriving in our hospitals next week, just in time, as even more COVID patients are expected. In her briefing Thursday, Sauer also talked about the strain on staff right now. She says the biggest resource taker, those on ventilators. As of Thursday, the state had 145 people on these machines, 10 more than the previous day. Brian Calvert, Como News.
A new vaccine mandate is about to take effect for truckers hauling goods between the U.S. and Canada.
Starting Saturday, all truckers who cross U.S. borders will have to be fully vaccinated. The Canadian Trucking Alliance estimates 12,000 drivers could be banned from entering the U.S. Trucking companies say that could create all new supply chain problems and raise prices on products like paper and produce.
I understand the concept of these mandates, but I think the effects are going to be much greater on the public than what people realize.
The trucking mandate does not fall under the proposed OSHA mandate the president was pushing that the Supreme Court blocked last week, but these requirements were put in place by Biden's Department of Homeland Security.
That's Como 4's Preston Phillips.
It's 6:04. Here's what's coming up.
Net zero emissions by 2050. I'm Corwin Hake. Costco shareholders demand a new environmental goal.
First, let's check the drive. We check traffic every 10 minutes on the 4's. From the Dubin Law Group Traffic Center, Tammy Bennett.
I'm starting to see some slowing on northbound 5 through downtown Tacoma, and I'm still seeing persistent slowing on eastbound 512. It's dense, but it's really short right around South Hill Mall. Northbound 167 looking great until you get to about 180th. Coming into Renton, we've got a wreck about 3/4 of a mile south of 405. We've also got a wreck in the Tukwila area, interurban, southbound on I-5 just north of Interurban Avenue. Two lanes are blocked on your right, and things are starting to stack up just a little bit. The rest of the commute, except for westbound 522 through Maltby, wide open and moving at the speed limit. Your next report at 6:14 on Como News.
And with a weekend weather forecast from the 1530mortgage.com Weather Center, here's Theron Zahn.
Partly to mostly cloudy skies today, highs in the mid-40s, overnight lows over the next couple nights in the mid-30s. No rain in sight, so you can make those great weekend plans. We're going to keep it partly cloudy, if not partly sunny, on Saturday and Sunday, and then keep it dry Monday and Tuesday. In the Como Weather Center, Theron Zahn, Como News.
It's 43 degrees in Everett, mostly cloudy skies there. 43 in Renton, that's a pretty typical temperature this morning. As a matter of fact, it's the same temperature at SeaTac Airport.
It's now 6:06. Costco shareholders are demanding the Issaquah-based retailer move faster to address its giant carbon footprint.
That story from Corwin Hake.
At the company's annual meeting held virtually, shareholders approved a proposal the company has opposed to swiftly reduce the global greenhouse emissions Costco's operations generate. Costco President and CEO Craig Jelinek says the company is already taking action, especially when it comes to environmentally harmful packaging.
Our commitment is to reduce packaging. Additional 2.6 million pounds of plastic
We converted 6 million pounds of single-use food service packaging to compostable items.
He also told shareholders Costco has a four-year plan to reduce its carbon footprint. Shareholders want more. They voted to approve emissions targets that, according to the finance company Green Century Fund, meet the scale and urgency of the climate crisis. The goal, shareholders say, is net zero emissions by 2050 or sooner. Corwin Hake, Como News.
Pierce County detectives believe a fight between a landlord and a tenant led to a murder-suicide in Graham. We get the details from Como 4's Joel Marino.
Investigators say a man came to the home earlier in the day to check on the people who live there, only to find them dead inside. One was a 68-year-old man and the other a 75-year-old woman who owned the home. Detectives say it appears the man killed the woman, then himself. A gun was found at the crime scene, but investigators aren't saying exactly how the murder-suicide took place. The adult son of the man who died says his father had been at odds with the landlord for quite some time.
They were all fighting so much, and she was pretty mean. Not mean enough to have somebody murder her, but he just got to that point where he, whatever was going on, and he didn't know what to do or where to go, he took it into his own hands and did what he did. I don't understand it.
Clinton Calloway says his dad was terminally ill, and he's angry and upset that this is how things ended.
In Linwood, Wednesday night, a pot shop was robbed, and police are concerned because it was so violent. Como 4's Cole Miller reports this wasn't the first time.
Less than 24 hours earlier, Bud's Garage in Everett was robbed in an eerily similar fashion. A customer was inside at the time, a gun was pointed at him, and then he was later thrown around. All of this as the clerk cleared a cash register. One of the owners of Bud's telling Como News, quote, "This chaos is due in part to a vacuum that has been left in the absence of city, county, and state leadership and insufficient law enforcement presence."
I did reach out to the state's liquor and cannabis board. A spokesperson there tells me that they would love to have those cashless options available, but with federal law and federal banking regulations, that just is not possible. That's because the DEA considers and has classified marijuana a Schedule I drug with the likes of LSD, MDMA, and heroin.
A woman was attacked in her own home in Seattle's Capitol Hill neighborhood, and Como 4's Tammy Mutasa has details from the charging papers.
The really disturbing thing is investigators say the suspect planned this attack, and then the victim's dad was on the phone and heard the entire thing. So you can just imagine how traumatic this is for him and that family. Meanwhile, people we talked to on the street say, is it even safe here anymore?
Even so, I felt a lot of anxiety just going out on my own.
Young women like Sequoia's dad feel like it could have been her or anyone else in the neighborhood. That's how random and terrifying court documents describe an attack on a 25-year-old woman in Capitol Hill.
And I think a lot of people in the city like feel this anxiety because you never know when you can be attacked. So it's pretty unfortunate to hear about.
Investigators say the woman was on her cell phone with her dad, who had called to wish her a happy birthday. All of a sudden, detectives say Kyrique Singletary forced his way into her apartment after trying to talk to her. Court documents show Singletary pulled a knife, put his hands over the victim's mouth, and forced her into the bedroom.
Sexual assault cases are among the most disturbing that we see, and this one is particularly horrifying.
In Seattle, Tammy Mutasa, Como News.
It's 6:10. Time now to get to the Beacon Plumbing Sports Desk. Here's Tom Hutler.
The Seattle Kraken tried to make it two straight wins last night at Climate Pledge Arena. Carson Soucy got them off to a great start with a pair of goals, the first two-goal game of his career, and leading 2-1 in the third period, Seattle got what turned out to be the game winner.
A tip high off the glass by Yarncroke.
The call on Root Sports, a Kraken win at 3-2, first back-to-back victory since November 27th and 29th. No time to celebrate. St. Louis in town tonight. College hoops, even with Coach Mike Hopkins back at the team hotel due to COVID protocols, the Washington Huskies won their third straight. with assistant coach Will Conroy running the team. They beat Oregon State in Corvallis 82-72. Terrell Brown, the Pac-12 Conference's leading scorer, had 27 points to pace the Dogs, who improved to 4-2 in conference and 9-7 overall. They'll be at Oregon Sunday evening. Number one Gonzaga had trouble early, but came back to beat San Francisco with no problem. Drew Timmy had 23 points, and the Zags beat San Francisco 78-62 in a makeup game after their January 6th contest was postponed by COVID-19 issues. And the Seattle U men's basketball team beat Abilene Christian in Texas 72-62, taking over sole possession of first place in the Western Athletic Conference. Sports at 10 and 40 past each hour. Tom Huntler, Como News.
Como News Time 6:12. Traffic in just about 2 minutes. First, Peloton's stock is sinking right now. Let's find out why. Here's ABC's Rebecca Jarvis.
$2.5 billion in market value was wiped out of Peloton stock yesterday. This was the ultimate stay-at-home stock. It was a pandemic play. Millions of people rushed out and bought Peloton bikes and treadmills during the pandemic when they were stuck at home. But as things have changed, as people have been able to return to gyms, as there's more competition, fewer people are buying those things and becoming members of Peloton. And as a result, there was a report out yesterday suggesting that Peloton is halting production of its bikes and treads. The CEO overnight in a memo to employees writing, "Rumors that we are halting all production of bikes and treads are false," but adding that we are now in a position of needing to evaluate how this company proceeds going forward.
It's 6:13. People in Arlington are still coming to grips with news. Two pedestrians were killed early yesterday as they tried to cross a busy highway.
It hits home. You know, Arlington's really close-knit.
A tight-knit community paying its respects to the two people hit and killed by a suspected drunk driver off State Route 9 and 204th Street. Caution tape blocked the area where a white sedan was crunched up.
Our initial investigation right now appears that the two pedestrians were crossing the roadway when they were struck by the involved vehicle.
There were car parts and even clothing scattered across the roadway, including a shoe and an FBI hat. It's the same hat worn by a woman in surveillance video from the nearby 7-Eleven. Staff tell us a man and woman seen shopping inside the store here are the victims who were killed just minutes later in the crosswalk.
They're talking to my employee, and they go outside, they talk to each other. After that, they leave my store. After that, what's happening, I don't know. Some car hit him, and they're dead.
We see them buying some items, standing outside the store for a couple of minutes talking. Then they walk to the corner of the intersection. The last time we see them is when they're crossing State Route 9 at 204th, and we never see the crash. Then police, fire, and an ambulance arrive within minutes.
I'm so scared. My employee is super scared, and he keep calling me, keep calling me.
As of now, police say the victims were a man and woman, both 39 and living in Arlington.
I give strong prayers. I'm a little shaky right now.
Jail records show a possible suspect who was booking and is facing charges including DUI and a couple of counts of vehicular homicide. He's currently being held on $1,000 bond. But police aren't yet confirming if it's the same suspect involved in this case. In Arlington, Jackie Kent, Como News.
It's 6:14. Let's check traffic for you now on this Friday morning. Tammy Bennett is in the Dubin Law Group Traffic Center.
We definitely have a wreck on eastbound 512 near South Hill Mall, but I believe they just pushed that to the shoulder because I've just watched the slowing go away. A couple of spots of heavy traffic northbound on 167 between Pacific and Algona, but it gets really heavy when you get close to 405. Like South 180th is where you're going to hit your brakes. There is a crash on northbound 167 just about 3/4 of a mile south of 405. The S-curves are wide open. In fact, everything north of here is wide open and moving at the speed limit. Your next report coming up at 6:24 on Como News.
And our forecast from the 1530mortgage.com weather center. You can put the raincoat away for a few days. We have dry weather for the next 5 or 6 days. Mostly cloudy though today. A high about 48 degrees. Tomorrow, lows in the mid-30s overnight and then patchy fog in the morning. We're looking still for a partly sunny afternoon for your Saturday and a high about 45 degrees. Partly sunny and 48 on Sunday. Partly sunny on Monday. And the first mention of rain isn't until about Thursday of next week. And right now, across the state, it's 39 in Wenatchee, for example, in Spokane, 32 degrees right now. And here in Seattle, under mostly cloudy skies, the temperature is 43.
Stay connected. Stay informed. The Northwest's only 24-hour news station. Como News 1000, FM 97.7.
6:16, it's the Como Morning News for your Friday. Frank Lindsay's at the editor's desk. Then with Greg Herschel, I'm Amanda Factor.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken held a meeting with his Russian counterpart this morning in Geneva. And he's describing the meeting as that country is possibly getting ready to invade Ukraine.
The discussion today with Mr. Lavrov was frank and substantive.
Blinken says any troop movement by Russia across the Ukraine border will be considered an invasion. He explained the United States and its allies will meet any invasion with a swift, severe, and united response. And that echoes what President Biden said earlier this week. He insisted Russia will pay a steep price if it invades Ukraine. That remark came after he previously used the phrase minor incursion when talking about the tense situation between Russia and its neighbor. Russian leader Vladimir Putin has denied that he plans to invade Ukraine.
Ivanka Trump is being invited to speak with the committee investigating last year's Capitol riot.
On January 6th, she was seen from a live stream by Donald Trump Jr. backstage at that rally near the White House, where Trump repeatedly urged his vice president to reject the election results. That morning, the committee says Ivanka Trump was in the Oval Office and overheard a heated phone call with her father and Vice President Mike Pence. Our John Carl asking Trump about that conversation for his book Betrayal.
There was a report, and excuse my language, not mine, it was in the report, that you talked to him that morning, and you said you could be a patriot or you can be a. Did you really say that, or is that a incorrect?
I wouldn't dispute it.
Really,
I wouldn't dispute it.
And as the chaos unfolded at the Capitol, lawmakers say they have specific evidence that White House officials repeatedly turned to Ivanka Trump to intervene and persuade President Trump to address the ongoing lawlessness and violence on Capitol Hill.
We have firsthand testimony that his daughter Ivanka went in at least twice to ask him to please stop this violence.
During the attack, she posted this now deleted tweet calling the rioters American patriots. In a statement, her spokesperson pointing to that post saying she asked the violence to stop immediately, but declined to say whether she would cooperate with the investigation.
And all of this comes just one day after the Supreme Court ruled against former President Donald Trump, clearing the way for the House Select Committee to obtain hundreds of pages of White House records. We are told they have already started reviewing some of those and are expected to get more in the coming days.
That's ABC's Rachel Scott.
President Biden will press Congress today to pass legislation beefing up research and development and manufacturing to address worldwide semiconductor shortages. Biden will call attention to Intel's $20 billion investment in a new semiconductor plant near Columbus, Ohio, pointing to it as a step toward addressing chip shortages while creating 3,000 jobs. Those shortages have been a persistent pain for the country.
Students in school districts across the U.S. are staging walkouts today to demand action to protect them against the Omicron variant of COVID. Many are lobbying for remote learning options or more stringent testing. Some of the biggest school districts in the country have reported recent absentee rates of 20% or higher.
The entertainment world is paying tribute to rock legend Meatloaf. His family revealed overnight that he died with his wife by his side. He was 74 years old, best known for his 1977 album Bat Out of Hell, which remains one of the top 10 best-selling of all time.
It's 6:20, and time to get to our Propel Insurance Money Update. Instagram is rolling out paid subscriptions. Some creators will be able to charge subscribers anywhere from $1 to $100 a month for access to exclusive content. The new feature is currently being tested with a small group of U.S. creators. Instagram head Adam Mosseri hopes to expand the feature over the next couple of months.
The FAA says nearly 8 out of 10 commercial planes in this country can land safely at airports that have 5G service nearby. The FAA's announcement comes after a week of controversy over the rollout of new 5G service, with airlines warning the upgraded cellular technology could cause catastrophic disruptions. The airlines contend that 5G transmitters near airports can interfere with equipment that allows planes to land safely in low visibility weather conditions.
Funko, the pop culture toy maker, is closing its Everett distribution center and consolidating at a new facility in Arizona. Funko operates two warehouses in Everett near Payne Field, which employ hundreds of workers.
Do you like Kraft mac and cheese? They're unveiling three new seasoning packets. Now they'll come in creamy ranch,
oh boy,
zesty pizza, and kickin' buffalo. Why? The idea is to sprinkle them on the classic boxed dish for some extra flavor. For now, the packets are only available online, with each one costing about $1. The company has added other flavors before, such as pumpkin spice mac and cheese, and even a mac and cheese flavored ice cream.
Okay.
How did that work out?
I don't know. All right. Futures are lower this morning on Wall Street, down about 170. S&P down 31. NASDAQ futures down 163.
A look at traffic and weather coming up next. Good morning. It's 621.
Stay connected. Stay informed with Como News on your smart speaker.
Como News 1000 FM 97.7.
I'm Matt DeFactor. Here are the top stories.
Como keeps you connected to your world and the latest on the fight against coronavirus. On the radio, online, all the time. Como News.